Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. Grateful, thankful, and truly blessed to be a child of God and to move forward in the Word of God with you. As always, just thanking God for the title of the show, which is Moving Forward. And again, I don't own the rights to the song. I thank Israel Houghton for allowing me to use it. And for Dr. Stanley allowing me to read his word in commentary. So I thank God for all of you for joining me this morning. And I give God honor, glory, and praise. And the word that God gave me is this. God will do what he says he will do. He will answer our prayers. Hallelujah. What more can you have? That God will do what he says he will do, answer our prayers. You know, there are some out here who are praying and they're feeling like God is not answering their prayers. God will answer your prayers in his time. Not ours, but his time. You know, as I was studying this morning, my devotional time, you know, there's a Jewish Bible that I'm reading, and you know, and it talked about Moses and the reason he didn't make it into the promised land. And Jewish tradition says that he asked God 515 times why he couldn't come in, why he can't go in. God said no. And why? Disobedience. And maybe sometimes why our prayers are not being answered is because of our disobedience. Because God said to do whatever it may be, and we chose not to do it. So I say this morning, be obedient to God, for God does do what he says he will do. And the one thing I can say is God will answer your prayers. Yes. And no. God is not lukewarm. God is not a gray area. His yes is yes, and his no is no. Period. And it might be a right now, a not right now in there. It may be a yes, but a not right now. We see yeses be yeses and noes be noes. We don't play with God. We do what we're told to do by God, and we move forward. We trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we lean not to our own understandings, but in all our ways, we acknowledge him, the Most High, as the word of God says, Adonai. He is God. He is Jehovah. He is our Lord and Savior. He is Jesus. He is of the Holy Spirit. He is all in one. And he loves us more than anything. He is all and he is one. And we are humble servants, ready and willing to follow our Father God. Where you lead, Lord, we follow. Father God in heaven, I thank you again for this day. I thank you for waking me up in your word, Lord God, studying your words, learning your word. And Lord, one day I know the desire of my heart, one of the desires of my heart, to see Israel, to walk where ancestors walked, to be able to say, I walked where my Savior walked, and just to touch the ground that he walked on, and to know that you promised this land and I am walking on it. The desire of my heart, one, is to see and walk across the Jordan, or to walk in the Jordan, to just put my toe in there, and to know that my Savior was there. Lord God, you know my heart's desire is salvation for those that I love. Peace. Peace in the land I live, in the land I want to visit. But Lord God, you are my peace. You are my joy. You are my God. And I humbly submit myself this morning to be used by you. To be used by you as my Father God. Use me, Lord, for your glory. As I pray you increase, as I decrease. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your sight. But Father God, you are my strength, and you are my Redeemer, and I am your humble daughter and your humble servant, ready to be used by you. For you are a great, great Father. That's just who you are, and I am grateful to be your daughter. And I lift up the name of my brother, my Savior, my friend Jesus. I lift up the name of Yeshua as I go through this Sabbath, believing and trusting in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Getting ready, getting honored, knowing that God is in the midst. But we know the Sabbath starts tonight and ends on tomorrow. We are grateful for a great, great Father. But that's who he is. In Israel, it's Sabbath. For us, it's Friday. Because, again, there are a whole day ahead of us practically. But I say to you today, don't forget to give God honor and praise. Whatever day you celebrate the Lord God, whether it's Saturday, whether it's Sunday, whether you're in Israel on a Sabbath today, understand that God is in charge of everything, and he loves us more than anything. Give God honor, give God glory, and give God praise wherever you are. For God does not lie. He is not a man. And his yes is yes, and his no is no. And sometimes it's not right now. He told the children of Israel, you will get into the promised land. But his no was no for those wicked, hard, stiff-necked folks that did not want to listen. And so his descendants came in with Joshua. and they followed all the rules. But they forgot to teach the rules to their children. They forgot to get the next generation prepared to follow God and to do His will and to follow the laws of the prophet. So they strayed. And they tried to, and they decided God wasn't good enough. They wanted a king. God gave them the desire of their heart for a king. And then those kings forgot who was God. Some were great like David, but he even had some more flaws. Adulterer, murderer, liar. But one thing about David, he repented. He repented with his whole heart, and he served God. And then God gave him Solomon, who built that temple that David designed by the instructions of God. And then he forgot the rules and the law and married all kind of foreign wives and had foreign concubines and then started building shrines to their God instead of teaching them about his God. He messed up. David had sons who wanted to take over the kingdom right in front of him, Adonai. You know, just not quite right, allowing his daughter to be raped by her half-brother and not doing anything about it. So nobody is perfect. David was not perfect, but he repented, and God heard his prayer. Hezekiah, not perfect, but God heard his prayer. Josiah, not perfect, but God heard his prayer. Hears our prayers, and God will do what he says he will do. He told the children of Israel, you got to come back home, but it's not going to be for 70 years. And he sent instructions by the prophet. Prophets, plural, and told them what they would do, and that they would get to come home, and that they would be they would rebuild the temple. And even with those that were displaced and put in their place and quote-unquote taught their laws, but were not Hebrew. They were not the children of Israel. They were fakes. And they were jealous. We were put here and we know your stuff. And they're like, no, we don't need your help. Because they were following the laws of the prophets. They were prophets. They were mighty men who said, I'm called to do this job, and we did not ask for you. And so what happened? Jealousy in me. We're going to write a letter to the king. We're going to get you people in trouble. And what happened? King did some research and said, no, leave them alone. They're going to build a temple. So today we're going to finish up the book of Ezra and go into the book of Nehemiah. And wow, that's all I can say is wow, it is a great word, a real great word. So let's get started. And I say up front, for my theologians, I may not be able to pronounce all the names correctly due to just some things that just some words I just don't pronounce very well. But I am grateful that God will give me an attempt, and I pray that he gives me the right words to speak. So I thank God for this morning. I thank God for each of you that have tuned in. I thank God for just being a mighty and awesome God who loves his children and who wants the very best for each and every one of us. For he is, as the song says, a good, good father. That's who you are. And I want to be loved by you. That's who I am. Hallelujah. I want to be loved by the Lord God. For I know his yes is yes and his no is no. And sometimes it's a wait on the Lord. Wait, I say wait, because some things are not meant to happen right away. God wants to prepare you and get you back on track. So I thank God for trying to prepare me and get me back on track, because I always, sometimes we all fall short of God's glory, but God picks us up, dusts us off, and put us back in our square. And it says in Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Shira, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Atub, the son of Amara, the son of Azariah, the son of Meronoth, the son of Zerahai, the son of Uzziah, the son of Micai, the son of Abashu, the son of Phinehas, the son of Elijah, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra came up from Babylon. And understand, he just gave you his entire lineage. And if you were listening, you heard some names that you are familiar with, who he is, a descendant of Aaron. He is of the priestly caste. And he's got work to do. And it says this, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Some of the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Netanim came up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of King Artaxerxes. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king. Oh, the first day of the first month he began his journey from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. This is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave Ezra, the priest, the scribe, expert in the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings. To Ezra, the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven. Perfect peace and so forth. I issue a decree that all those of the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites in my realm who volunteer to go up to Jerusalem may go with you. And whereas you are being sent by the king and his 7 counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand, and whereas you are to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, who's dwelling in Jerusalem, and whereas all the silver and gold that you may find in all the province of Babylon, along with the freewill offering of the people and the priests, are to be freely offered for the house of your God in Jerusalem. Now, therefore, be careful to buy with this money bulls, rams, and lambs with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. And where whatever seems good to you and your brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, do it according to the will of your God. Also, the articles that are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver in full before the God of Jerusalem, and whatever more may be needed for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to provide, pay for it from the king's treasury. And I, Artaxerxes, all the treasurers who are in the region beyond the river, that whatever Ezra, the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, may require of you, let it be done diligently, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribed limit. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it diligently be done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also, we inform you that it shall not be lawful to impose tax, tribute, or custom on any of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, Nethinim, or servants of this house of God. And you, Ezra, according to your God-given wisdom, set magistrates and judges who may judge all the people who are in the region beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your God, and teach those who do not know them. Whoever will not observe the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily on him, whether it be death or banishment or confiscation of goods or imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and has extended mercy to me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. So I was encouraged as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered leading men of Israel to go up with me. Whew, what a responsibility. He was given a great responsibility. And this is some life lessons from Dr. Stanley. And again, for those that are just joining this moving forward experience, we are coming this year from the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I am coming out of the King James Version. And again, I don't have any rights to Dr. Stanley's words. That's why I make sure I let everyone know these are Dr. Stanley's words when we talk about life examples, life lessons. And I tell you this, I am not getting paid by In Touch Ministries to hawk this Bible. I do say it is one of the best Bibles I've ever owned as far as daily devotionals. It is wonderful. In God's will, we will finish up on December 31st the entire Bible from Genesis chapter 1 to Exodus chapter 22. I mean, just Revelation chapter 22, that we will finish it in the name of Jesus, if it is God's will. We will, last words, December 31st, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Last words of the Bible. And that is a gift from God. God's will. We will have finished this entire Bible in a year. Thanks to Dr. Stanley. Thanks to God for this word of God. But I say again, best Bible I've ever had, and it is pretty much. If you see it, grab it, because it sells out quickly. I have one that I'm still waiting for and have been waiting for from the Christian bookstore, I believe since February. Since February. Almost a year, because I wanted something written on it. And it's taken that long. I would have done better just to order the Bible and get it, and then from Amazon. But trying to support our brothers and sisters in Christ. So just remember, it is a hot seller. And it is a great Bible. So again, I thank Dr. Stanley. I thank Israel Houghton for the title of our show, Song. And it was that song that God put in my spirit to name this show. Because I was going through some stuff in my life. And God and I was playing that song in my worship. And it said, moving forward, not going back, moving ahead. And that's what we do. We move ahead in the word of God. And as we continue in our word, life example from Dr. Stanley says, Ezra applying God's word. Not mine, not yours, but God's. Ezra is a great example of what commitment to applying God's word can do for both an individual and a nation. The Persian king Artaxerxes gave Ezra permission to travel from Babylon's ancestral homeland in Jerusalem. As a godly priest, Ezra felt compelled to improve the spiritual conditions of the remnant of his people. And so he worked diligently to bring about several religious and cultural reforms among his discouraged countrymen. Ezra's life demonstrates the importance not merely of learning and knowing the word of God, but also of practicing how to regularly apply it in daily life, because God had put him in a position of spiritual authority. Ezra also did everything he could think of to pass on to others what he had learned from his Bible study. Ezra wasn't just a hearer of God's words. He was also an effective and deeply committed doer of it. And we know in James chapter 1, verse 22, we can't be just hearers of the word. We have to be doers of the word. Ezra 7:25. Ezra, according to God-given wisdom, set magistrates and judges. The king did not grant Ezra all his requests simply because something odd came over him. He had been watching Ezra and recognized him as a man with God-given wisdom. Our behavior matters. Spiritual maturity requires spiritual preparation. It does not happen by chance or simply through the passage of time. If we wish to grow in God, we must prepare our hearts to do so. We can't just talk it. We got to walk it. Ezra 7:28, I was encouraged as though the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. God does it in a million different meaningful ways. He shows us that he is with us. For Ezra, the letter from King Artaxerxes was confirmation that he was doing God's will. God will also show us that we're on the correct course through his words, the counsel of other songs, and other means that are significant. God show you that you're on the right track. How does he show you that you're on the right track? God will send somebody into your life to show you this is the right way to do things. But sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves, we forget to trust God. again, can't speak for anybody else, just myself. Been there, done that. Have the I can do it myself t-shirt. Got a lot of t-shirts. But every day I'm burning one up. Because we got to trust the Lord. God will do what he says he will do. He does answer prayers. He's answered a lot of mine. And so I know in my heart that whatever God has for you is for you. Can't nobody diminish it. Can't nobody take it. Your blessings are irrevocable. Your assignments are your assignments. Can't nobody come in and push you out. But you got to make sure you do it in God's time and not rush to do what God has not told you to do yet. You have to do it in God's time, not yours. Just in the Lord's family. And not under your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledging him. Tell you this, watch him direct your path. Chapter 8 of Ezra. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon to the region of King Xerxes, of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom, of the sons of Itamar, Daniel, of the sons of David, Hattush, of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Parash, Zechariah, and registered with him were 150 males of the sons of Bethet, Moab, Ethonai, the son of Zechariah, and with him 200 males of the sons of Shechaniah, Ben Jezel, and with him 300 males of the sons of Aden, Ebed, the sons of Jonathan, and with him 50 males of the sons of Elam, Joash, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males of the sons of Shephatai, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jethiel, and with him were 218 males of the sons of Shelemite, Ben Josephah, and with him 160 males of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males of the sons of Asgad, Jonan, the son of Agathan, and with him 110 males of the sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphelet, Jeel, Shemaiah, and with them 60 males also of the sons of Bigma, Utai, Zebud, and with them 70 males. Now I gathered them by the river that flows to Ahava, and we camped there 3 days, and I looked among the people and the priests and found none of the sons of Levi there. Then I sent for Uzziel, Erel, Shemaiah, Ethnathan, Jerib, and Nathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshullam, leaders also for Jerib and Elnathan, men of understanding, and I gave them a command for Edo, the chief man of the place, Kisaphiah, and I told them that they should say to Edo and his brother that Nathan of the place, Kisaphiah, and they should bring us servants for the house of our God. Then by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Milai, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, namely Sherebiah. And with his sons and brothers, 18 men, and Hashabiah, and with him Jeshaniah of the sons of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20 men, also of the Nethinim, whom David and the leaders had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinim, and all them were designated by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God. to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. Did y'all catch that? Nothing comes but some things but by fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they prayed. And then he goes on to say, and I separated 12 of the leaders of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the articles, the offerings for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his princes and all Israel who were present had offered. I weighed into their hands 650 talents of silver. Silver articles weighed 100 talents. 100 talents of gold, 20 gold bells and worth 1,000 drachmas, and 2 vessels of fine polished bronze, precious as gold. And I said to them, you are holy to the Lord. The articles are holy also. And the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord God of your fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the leaders of the priests and the Levites and heads of the fathers' houses of Israel in Jerusalem, in the chambers of the house of the Lord. So the priests and the Levites received the silver and the gold and their articles by weight, and to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. Then we departed from the river of Abad on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambush along the road. So we came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. Now on the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the article weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him was Elijah, the son of Phinehas. With them were the Levites, Jozabad, the son of Joshua, and Noadiah, the son of Minoh. From the numbers and ways of everything, all the weight was written down at that time. The children of those who had been carried away captive, who had come from the captivity, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 67 lambs, and 12 male goats as a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. And they delivered the king's orders to the king's sheriffs and the governors in the region beyond the river. So they gave support to the people and the house of God. And I just have to read this life lesson from Dr. Stanley. The hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambush along the road. Ezra prayed not only for what we call traveling mercies, but also that God might lead them on the way along exactly the right route. While Ezra have arrived safely at Jerusalem without prayer, would bandits have ambushed him, our enemies attacked him, had he not prayed, because he did not want to find out. He fought and won those battles ahead of time through prayer. Prayer time saver. And I agree with that 100%. I prayed coming home from a trip this past weekend for traveling grace and mercy, and for God to keep me awake and to give me the energy I needed to make it to my destination. But I forgot to say, Lord, show me the right way to go that I may save time. I didn't do that. And I added 2 hours to my trip because I forgot to ask God directly for what I needed. So I say, when you pray, write it down, make it plain, so you know what you need from God, because you can pray and pray amiss. We got to be very careful how we pray and what we ask God for, because you don't want to pray amiss and get your blessing, but it takes more time to get there than what you need because you did not pray exactly. So let's keep it moving this morning. We are finishing up the book of Ezra today, and it's Ezra chapter 9, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 44. God willing. So let's keep it moving. And it says, and when these things were done, the leaders came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the land with respect to the abominations of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, the Ammonites and the Moabites, the Egyptians and the Ammonites. For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons so that the holy seed is mixed with peoples of those lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and the rulers has been foremost in this trespass. So when I heard this thing, I tore my garments and my robe and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard and sat down astonished. Everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel assembled to me because of the transgression of those who had been carried away captive. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice, I arose from my fasting. Having torn my garments and my robe, I fell on my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. And I said, oh my God, I am too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens. Since the days of our fathers to this day, we have been very guilty, and for our iniquities, we, our kings, and our friends, priests, have been delivered into the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, to plunder, and to humiliation, as it is this day. And now, for a little while, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a pig in his holy place, that our God may enlighten our eyes and give us a measure of revival in our bondage. For we were slaves, yet our God did not forsake us in our bondage, but he extended mercy to us in the sight of the king of Persia to revive us, to repair the house of our God, to rebuild its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you commanded by your servants, the prophets, saying, the land which you are entering to possess is an unclean land with uncleanliness of the peoples of the land and with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with your iniquity, with their impurity. Now, therefore, do not give your daughters or as wives to their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons, and never seek their peace or prosperity, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it as an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, since you, our God, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve and have given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandment and join in marriage with the people committing these abominations? Would you not be angry with us until you have consumed us so that there would be no remnant or survivor? Oh, Lord God of Israel, you are righteous, but we are left as a remnant as it is this day. Here we are before you in our guilt, though no one can stand before you because of this. Chapter 10. Now while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jael, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, we have trespassed against our God and have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. Let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born to them, according to the advice of my master, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this manner is your responsibility. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it. Then Ezra arose and made the leaders of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel swear an oath that they would do according to this word. So they swore an oath. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jonathan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread and drank no water, for he mourned because of the guilt of those from the captivity. And they issued a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the descendants of the captivity that they must gather at Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to instructions of the leaders and elders, all his property would be confiscated, and he himself would be separated from the assembly of those from the captivity. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month on the 12th of the month, and all the people sat in the open square of the house of God, trembling because of this manner and because of heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have transgressed and have taken pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the pagan wives." And all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, "Yes, as you have said, so we must do. But there are many people. It is the season for heavy rain, and we are not able to stand outside. Nor is this the work of 1 or 2 days, for there are many of us who have transgressed in this manner. Please let the leaders of our entire assembly stand, and let all those in our cities who have taken pagan wives come at appointed times together with the elders and judges of their cities, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned away from us in this manner. Only Jonathan, the son of Eshel, and Jezreel, the son of Tabak, opposed this, and Meshullam and Shabbatai, the Levites, gave them support. Then the descendants of the captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, with certain heads of the father's household, set apart by the father's households, each of them by name. And they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. By the first day of the first month, they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives. And among the sons of the priests who had taken pagan wives were the following: were found the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Mesha, Elijah, Jeroboam, Gedaliah, and they gave their promise that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they presented a ram of the flocks as Ananiah, Zebediah, of the sons of Hiram, Mishiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jael, Uzziah, of the sons of Pishur, Ezraniah, Mishiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Josabad, Elisha, also the Levites, Jozabad, Shemai, Kelai, the name of Kelita, Shemai, Judah, and Elijah, all the singers, Ishmael, and of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Ura, and others of Israel, of the sons of Parash, Ramah, Jizat, Mechaniah, Ajami, Elijah, Malkaniah, Menaniah, of the sons of Elam, Methaniah, Zechariah, Jael, Abedit, Jeremoth, Eli, of the sons of Zetu, Elanai, Eshel, Methaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, Azirah, of the sons of Bibai, Johanan, Hananiah, Zebai, Ethel, the sons of Benai, Meshullam, Meluk, Adar, Shabbat, Shil, Jeremoth, of the sons of Pez, Moab, Adna, Shilai, Menaniah, Meshaniah, Mataniah, Bezel, Menano, Menu, and Manasseh, of the sons of Hiram, Elijah. Oh my goodness, and I'm sorry, y'all. There's a whole lot more sons and daughters, sons of the priestly class that had taken pagan wives, and this is what it says in verse 44. All these had taken pagan wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. Can you say hard, very hard, to give up your family that you have had, descendants, grandchildren, that you have to give up people that you love, maybe, because they are classified as pagan?
Wow. Wow, that's all I can say. But few life lessons this is. Ezra 9:3, I tore my garments and my robe and plucked out some of the hair on my head and beard and sat down astonished that we should see him blatantly in the presence of God. Words and in full view of his response to past sin should astonish all of us, and our astonishment should lead to quick confession and repentance. Ezra 9:9, he extended mercy to us in the sight of the kings of Persia. Who can fathom the great grace of God, even in judgment? God loves to show mercy despite our rebellion and sin. Always hope, yet we must never take God's grace for granted. We should continually give God praise and thanks for it. And we must also obey his word through the same grace. Ezra 10:3, tremble at the commandment of our God. Why should we tremble at the commandment of our God? Because he always means what he says. Can I say it again? He always means what he says in regard to both blessing and judgment. We need more trembling at his word. We sure do. God does not lie, for he is not a man. And we need to understand that God wants us to do right. He wants us to do right. He wants us to love each other. He wants us to do the right thing in his sight. In the sight of others, that they see who God is. They see who our God is. That we're not just talking the talk, but that we are also walking the walk of righteousness. We are not going to go into Nehemiah. We're going to start Nehemiah on Sunday with the book of Acts. God has put it in my spirit to go ahead and do our Psalms and our Proverbs and to save Nehemiah, starting Nehemiah for Sunday. And again, our title for today, God will do what he says he will do. He will answer our prayers. Hallelujah. And our song for this morning is Psalm chapter 88, starting at verse 1. And it says, a song of Psalm, the son of Korah, to the chief musician, said to Mahalalelot, a contemplation of the human and Ezraite. Verse 1, O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your ways, Selah. You have put away my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up. I cannot get out. My eyes waste away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Selah. Verses 11 through 18 of chapter 88 of Psalms. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved ones and friends you have put far from me, and my acquaintances into the darkness. Wow.
Proverbs starting at chapter 21, verse 21. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. I'm going to read that again. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. I like to say, keep your tongue behind your teeth. A proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. Chapter 21, verse 25 through 26. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. And that is our word for this morning. We will be in Acts chapter 23 and Nehemiah on Sunday. So I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for his mighty, awesome word. And before we get out this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. Because that's what we do. And a word from our sister in Christ today is simply this. Good morning. God will give you strength for every battle, wisdom for every decision, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Have a faithful Friday and understand, Ezra. Whew. God gave him strength. God gave him wisdom. And God gave him peace to do what he was called to do, to take his people. We know that God has already given us everything we need to do what he has called us to do. I love God, and I know he loves me. And the one thing I can say again this morning is that God does answer prayer. He does answer our prayers. And he wants the best for us. So the word that God gave me on this faithful Friday is God will do what he says he will. He will answer our prayers. Prayers. Just keep him first in everything that you are doing. Keep trusting God and watch God work in your life. God will do what he says he will do. He will answer our prayers. Have a blessed day, family. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Or as our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, has said this morning, have a faithful Friday. Let faith lead you, for you are fearless in God, and know that you are great and greatly to be praised, because our Father is great and greatly to be praised, and we are his children. Thank you so much. Be blessed, and know that God is with you wherever you go. He's got you covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Know that you are loved and that God loves you more than anything, because he does. He is our faithful Father. That's just who he is. And we are loved by him. Have a blessed day, family. Have a wonderful weekend. Please join me, God willing, on Sunday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, where we will be in the book of Acts, chapter 23, and we will be starting a new chapter in the Old Testament in the book of Nehemiah. Be blessed. Have a great day. It's a wrap.